You are listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 174. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here coming to you actually on a Friday. And I started to record this, I have to share with you. I started to press record on, well, at the time, 5:55. And currently my email, oh my gosh, this is so wild. Right when I said that, I kid you not, it said I was recording at the 55th second. You can test it for yourself. You can go back and see when I said that. It said 5:55. And my email inbox is also at 555 unread. Yes. And forgive me if I'm momentarily behind. I think I'm doing okay. But as you know, if you are listening to this at the time of the recording, this week has been unlike any other on the planet, probably in the world at this moment, as I am coming to you from California and am officially on lockdown, meaning, yes, I think we can go to the store, we can go to the doctor, but the suggestion is that we stay home, which actually Sean and I have already been doing. And unintentionally, I happen to have already been home even before then. So I've really rarely been out. Part of that is simply because I already have an online business and, you know, work from home and love being home. But my point with opening, I have a number of things I want to share with you. My point with opening, without going too far into what I want to share with you, is that 5:55, I love when numbers line up, and I recently came across different descriptions for when the numbers line up, what they mean. And so I double checked on what 555 means. And it says, huge changes are up ahead. Trust that this transition is your highest good. Prepare for massive shifts. Things are getting exciting. Oh, yes, they are, friends. And oh, yes, that feels perfectly timely. I don't even know if that's a saying. It feels very timely for this moment. So important news I want to share with you, and then I'll dive into today's topic. But the news I want to share with you is absolutely inspired by our time and inspired by ways that I want to support you in your small business. So this episode is titled The Small Business Survival Guide, Lemons to Lemonade, friends. Lemons to Lemonade. This will be an optimistic podcast, I promise you. And it's really intended to just brainstorm some ideas, share some tips, and really just my intention of sharing so much this week, especially now on the business side, is just to inspire ideas for you. So let's begin with a quick breathing exercise that I saw someone share earlier today and is similar to some of the breathing exercises that I also practice, but I thought this was very simple, and that is putting your hand on your heart, putting one hand on your heart, and right now it's my right hand on my heart, and one hand on your abdomen, and just breathe in for the count of four, and breathe out for the count of four. And do that again. And do that again. doing that for 3 times at least. Another one that I can share with you is breathing in for the count of 4, holding for 7 counts, and breathing out for the count of 8, and also doing that 3 times. And the reason I want to open with this is just to momentarily invite you to breathe, because I think we are all too easily forgetting to breathe in this moment, and to invite you back into, I believe it's your parasympathetic nervous system. There's a lot to learn around breath work, by the way. I'm just becoming more familiar with that. If you search it, that might be something that you want to look into, where I believe it's your sympathetic nervous system is more flight or fight, and your parasympathetic nervous system is the calmer part. I'm not going to go into researching all of that right now, because I am over here working as fast as I can to share all kinds of things with you, from free resources to paid opportunities to work with me closer, have me coach you, have me help you with your business. So let me start by saying I invite you first and foremost to join me in a brand new offering. It's really inspired by my course, Creative Teaching Online. You remember last year, I ran it last year in, I believe it was the summertime, and the year before that as well. I have absolutely had a vision about where the world of online teaching is going. And I have to share with you that just last night, if you are familiar with the journalist and the author Thomas Friedman, I was listening to him being interviewed, and the interviewer said, well, what do you think is going to happen after this? Because on the business side, I really want to invite you, if at all possible, to keep in perspective that many times after this kind of a disaster or pandemic like this, there can very well be a very big surge in the economy. So hold tight. Everything that I want to share with you today is, again, to get the wheels turning, to inspire you to think outside the box. And I'm inviting you to join me in a new program I've put together inspired by my Creative Teaching Online course. And this is a deep dive of implementation, basically. Many of us are at home. Actually, most of us are at home. We're looking for opportunities to grow our income, active or passive. We're looking for opportunities to have a bigger impact, to serve our audience and our communities. And if you have a desire to teach or share, and you, especially as an artist, have gifts and skills that, please, may I remind you, do not undervalue them if they come easily to you. We need you more than ever. And I cannot allow you to do what I've done to myself in the past, and that is excuse yourself out of any reason why you can't be teaching or sharing something online. Whether you want to make it a free offering in support of your audience or a paid offering to add additional revenue to your business to help support your family. I am incredibly passionate about this, and I'll come back to Thomas Friedman's quote. First, I just want to invite you to join me at creativethursdaycourses.com/bootcamp. All one word, lowercase. Come and join us. We are getting started on Monday, March 23rd. This is going to be a series of live coaching calls. There will be replays. The goal really is for you to join us live. It's going to be somewhat of a think tank. I am going to be available to personally coach you through getting your online class up. We're not talking about diving into a big, lengthy online course. We're talking about 15 to 20 minutes. Share a skill, share a lesson, especially if this is your first time. I just want to invite you to remove all resistance, to invite me to assist you in this process and help you get those online offerings up. Because here's what Thomas Friedman says, and this is also what I've been saying for some time. And when asked what's coming next, he was saying, expect a massive amount of innovation and an explosion in e-learning, or another way we can call it distance learning. I think for the first time, people who I've shared this insight with over the years are actually coming to understand how immense the possibilities and the opportunities are to connect with one another, to share skills. I have often said that I believe that we are moving into an economy that is even more service focused. I can see us all supporting each other simply by investing in each other's lessons, skills, tutorials, courses, memberships, coaching. And of course, we must always buy art, because another beautiful thing I heard today was to really invest in paying attention to what is in your direct sight and your sounds and just what are your senses picking up. And so, of course, your art, music, anything visual, anything written is so valuable right now. So I'm really speaking to all of my creatives, and just I cannot emphasize enough that if you have a desire, I'm not saying that online teaching is for everyone or that it's intended to make a quick buck. That's not it at all. But it is about that call to share. And I would say now is the time. Now. That is why I am also moving incredibly fast on this, because people actually have the time to put this together. And I was requested to do this by a couple of my coaching students within the Expanse of Artists and the Red Dot Society. And I said, you know, I am happy to do this. And then I said, let me look into how I can put this in my schedule. And then the coronavirus COVID-19 epidemic kept going, unraveling further, more. Here we are. And I will be home. You probably will be too. So let's get together and let me help you go through this, and build your online class. I want you to have something within 2 weeks, if not less. It depends on what you want to do. I'll help you figure that out. And then I'll help you figure out the simplest, quickest steps to get you there and going. That is what we're after, because it can be a very powerful source of revenue for your business. And as you will hear me talk about in one of the tips I'm going to share with you, and I've talked about it before, really no time like the present that we see. Hello, we need passive streams of income. And more than that, we need multiple streams of revenue, because when something like this happens and so many businesses are being shut down, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking. And yet at the same time, not going too far down the heartbreaking path, but really intentionally focusing on the lemons to lemonade side, this is what I've been trained to do for years, meaning I'm an entrepreneur. I imagine that you are too, and you probably understand exactly what I'm talking about. There has been no certainty for me for at least 20 years. And so while this is unlike any other challenge that I've faced, I am prepared. I am resourceful. I know that you are too. I believe that we will rise. And I want to do all I can to support you. So first, I invite you, if you would like to teach and you would like some support in doing that and be part of what is shaping up to be a truly beautiful community of kindred creatives. I know this is going to be a really special time for all of us. Just go to creativethursdaycourses.com/bootcamp. If you are hearing this on Friday evening when it drops, There is an early registration price for you that ends tonight. So go to that link right away. Of course, it will be in the show notes, but registration will close on Sunday and we will start on Monday. So no messing around. I found an animated GIF on Instagram that said she means business, and that is what I am here for. It's coming. It's coming. And if you feel like, all right, I'm not sure, I want to know more about this, I don't know if the timing is right, I understand. And maybe this is also a time in your life where you are wanting to be quieter and maybe not so go, go, go. And I completely honor and respect that. And I also just want to give you a free opportunity to come and join me in a masterclass with 7 steps to build your online class. And that's going to be this Sunday, March 22nd at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I will include a link in the show notes. That one is a short bit.ly link, which is the http://// and then it's bit.ly. Your, all lowercase, YOUR online class. So bit.ly/ your online class. That is a free masterclass I'm holding live. When you register for that class, then I will send you a replay, usually within 24 hours. I'm in the process of getting one up from yesterday. So friends, let me tell you, yesterday, part of the reason the podcast is a little bit behind this week is because I did 2 additional bonus episodes for you. If you haven't heard those yet, I invite you to go back and listen to, I believe it was Sunday and Monday. Doesn't it feel surreal? Like it's been a month instead of just a few days. Yesterday, I held a masterclass with 15 ways to make income as a creative. And then I also jumped on live and hosted a live paint party because I am here. I've been writing this in my emails to support you creatively, creative businessly, to inspire you and bring a sense of calm and peace to your everyday. Truly, I have all of those intentions right now. And I don't know where I'm getting the energy for this. I literally feel like my body is buzzing and it feels almost as if I'm just being pulled to share with you. And rather than retreat like I have in the past for all kinds of nonsensical self-doubt issues or judgment thoughts or beliefs, I am fully leaning into this time and showing up and wanting to remind you that I truly am here for you. And I am also so thankful for all the ways that the people I follow, the mentors I have, the creative community, for all the ways that we are showing up for one another. It is incredibly inspiring. And yesterday was one of those days for me. If you missed any of that, if you missed the masterclass, you can feel free to DM me or send me an email. Just know that it's mostly me over here doing all of this. So while I'm trying to work as fast as I can, I have done some quick pivots and am putting things together to really, in response to and in support of my community and also my family. Sean is going to finally put his first online sketch comedy writing class up. And so he is also going to participate in the online teaching bootcamp. And I'm so excited to announce that my yoga teacher, Leslie, who has been on the podcast with me, is also finally going to be putting up online classes. So this is really exciting. As the 555 said in our intro or intuited for us, this is an exciting time because there are new opportunities. People are moving into a space where more people can have access to the brilliance that they share. And both Sean and Leslie, I've actually been their students, both of them. They are amazing teachers. They are amazing people. And I just could not be more thrilled that this, I don't like that it's coming through intensity or quickly pivoting, because right now Leslie cannot teach anyone in person. My dance studio cannot teach anyone in person. If you are working, well, Sean also cannot teach because the groundlings are closed. If you are, you know, working solely with people in person, not that that's obviously not going to come back. Of course it will, but we couldn't have anticipated this. But we can anticipate that because of this, the online space and the virtual working with one another and working from home is only going to increase. I totally agree with Thomas Friedman. Expect an explosion. And I, in the e-learning, especially on massive innovation in all of these areas, and I emphatically, if you feel inspired to, invite you to join me. So join me on Sunday again for the masterclass on 7 steps to building your online class, and then join us in the online teaching boot camp where you will have the opportunity to be coached by me. I will give you trainings. I will talk to you about what you're working on and be able to really guide you very specifically with what you're building, give you tasks every day to get it done. And we're going to do this together. No messing around. That is why I called it a boot camp. Okay, that's my news in the beginning. Now, let me just give you, in no particular, well, somewhat of an order, several tips. You know me and my tips. They're like 8 or 9 or 10. Because yesterday in the masterclass, it was so funny. Linda, if you're listening, Linda from Italy, it was funny. She said, Marisa, this is more than 15. And I reminded her that at the beginning of the masterclass, I said 15 to 18. So this is just my signature style of teaching. Things occur to me also while I share with you. We're moving fast right now. I want to make sure I can share as much value with you as possible without overloading you. But I also want to say thank you to everyone who joined me live on the masterclass yesterday. It was so fun for me. We did spend, if you're going to get that replay, we spent about 45 minutes or half an hour after I shared the class just brainstorming together. And I know that new ideas for Deborah in South Africa, new ideas were being born in those moments. And that's why it also gives me so much joy just to have these masterclasses for you from time to time, because I know that I can help you. And just coming together with an open mind, we can just come up with new ideas. And I get so excited by all of this. All right. So deep breathing, lemons to lemonade. Let's talk this through. First of all, so if this is a small business survival, I'm just going to give you a number of recommendations that have helped me over the years. Number one is make a list of your current income sources and income coming in, because many times fear shuts us down. And this is the weirdest thing, but when it shuts me down, I don't even remember income that's actually coming to me. It's as if my brain is only looking at fear and what is lacking, and it won't even allow me to remember what's already happening. So it does something to your brain when you make a list digitally, or, you know, I prefer pen on paper initially because it opens a different part of your brain. And then I also recommend number two is to make a list of your skills in case you are getting creative, thinking outside the box, and really make a list of what you enjoy, what you are most excited about learning right now, what you would be most excited, especially if you're going to teach, what you would be most excited about sharing right now. Well, even if you're not teaching online, if you're a business owner, you do want to take this time to communicate with your audience and be a leader within your industry. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you are one of those people who cares that much, and now is the time to share. So even if you're making a list of what you're excited about and your skills, start getting creative with what you can share with people, because people are captive. They are online. I'm getting more attendance on webinars, I'm getting more followers on Instagram, more attendance on live video, more emails opened, more replies to emails. People are listening. We are hungry for many, many things that we all as individuals have to share with one another. So, one, make a list of your income sources. Two, make a list of your skills and what you're currently excited about. I would say that three is really to consider serving your audience, serving your community, showing up for your family. I'm just going to throw that in there too, because I know many of us are home with our families. Just show up as a leader in your household and just, you know, excitement. I've had people write to me this week and say that this kind of whatever's buzzing through my body, whatever is inviting me to share on the level I've been sharing this week is inspiring them too. And I heard one of my mentors saying that when you start to act as a leader and really step into a mindset that embraces the change that's currently happening. And I do have to say, my heart is really with you, and no part of me is trying to trivialize the loss that is happening both on a health, physical, family, loved one side, and also on our business side and our economy. I mean, so much. I just want to quickly acknowledge that and send you a lot of love. And then I've got to shift gears and put focus on what is positive, because there is enough going on with everything else in the mainstream media. So I have to be your person that is going to be here to guide you forward. I just want you to know I'm not trying to trivialize or gloss over the intensity of feelings or say that you shouldn't be feeling them. Absolutely not. I honor wherever you are. I respect wherever you are. And I really, I really, really care for you and am just wanting to support you. So now I'm going to return back to my list, but encourage you to serve and show up in a way that feels the healthiest for you right now, because it does shine a light for others and it makes a huge difference for others. And again, if you feel that you can't, then this is also a really unique time to be still and quiet and to just go inward. And I encourage that as well. Okay, now getting back to small business, going back to the business mode. On number three, I was talking about serving others. And number four is really listening to your customers. So I already have students in the online teaching boot camp. And I have created this in 1 week. This was not on my radar. Well, I can't say that because I have a course. I haven't opened Creative Teaching Online for enrollment in a bit. And I was looking to do that again later this summer. So I just sped it all up and have created a different version of implementation, because I'm also seeing there's a lot of learning, a lot of information being consumed, but there's not as much action taking as I would like to see. And I think that this kind of pandemic that is happening and this wake-up call that we're having is going to help us prioritize, focus, and actually get those things done that we've been meaning to get done. And that's why I'm saying I'm here. I'm showing up. I know how to help you get this done. Just trust me. Let me guide you. Let's do this. I say this to teachers out there as well, that I see an opening for people who have the capacity, people who have thousands of students. This is more challenging for them. But for people who have smaller audiences like me, you can work with me now, right now, without it being thousands of people. I intend to grow. You know my mission, taking 1,000 women artists to seven figures. And right now, we're at the beginning stages of that. So it's a really perfect time to have an opportunity to work with me very closely, to have me personally guide you in all of this. And all of that to say, I listened. I'm answering the call. Listen. As Leslie, my beautiful yoga teacher and friend, said, her email to me this week was, Oh my gosh, of course I am thinking of you every day right now, and you've told me so many times to teach online. And she said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I have to do it. I mean, she really does have to do it. She was even saying that her back is really feeling up against the wall. And sometimes that is what it takes. And I'm not saying Leslie's timing on all of this won't be perfect, or that she in some way was supposed to listen to me before, but I am her customer and I am telling her and asking her. And many times we just don't listen to the ask of our customer. So listen, what do they need from you right now? What are they responding to in the marketplace? Even if you are making art, I've seen artists, I have some ideas around art as well. I've seen my very dear friend, Alyssa. We are at the time of this recording still holding tight on possibly having our workshop because it is still close to a month away. It will most likely be at my home and be a smaller gathering. But we're holding tight on that. But she also has had to do massive pivots in her business this week and is having, she can't let anyone into her flower shop. So she's having drivers deliver flowers. She is doing random acts of kindness and making a point of having flowers delivered to nursing homes. I mean, I have never seen anyone work as fast as this woman. She is inspiring to follow on Instagram, and this is her 15-year business. And as she told me yesterday, she is not going down without a fight. Neither am I, for that matter. So a lot of us are also motivated because we have businesses, and that is primarily who this episode is for. And we are small businesses, and we care very much about our customers, our collectors, and our businesses, and that our businesses are also all supporting our families. So listen to your customers. And let me also then say to you, I think we are at number 5, get yourself on social media if you're not yet. Let that be one of the first things that you do. I recommend Instagram. I assume maybe you're on Facebook. If you're creative, I recommend Instagram. Do it. Don't waste another minute. Don't overthink this. A lot of my own intuition has been saying to me, don't think too long about this, Marisa, just do it. So I'm going to offer that to you if that speaks to your intuition as well. I'm just encouraging you, don't mess around. Just get going with all of this. Get yourself an email list or email service provider. You will be growing an email list, especially if you are just new to all of this. Don't worry. It's fine. Just get started. Do it. My recommendation, ConvertKit. Yes, I'll put a link into the show notes as well with ConvertKit. I recommend them. They even opened a fund. I think I mentioned this for their creators. They are trying to add more to their free plan because of this. I am so inspired again by what the example that so many business owners are demonstrating during this time, and humans. It's really wonderful. Let's see, where were we? 6, 7. Think about ways of creating passive income. I do want to share with you, this is something I'm going to be doing as well. I didn't realize that you can load classes up to Skillshare and that you basically are getting passive income. I believe you're getting paid by minutes watched and you're not having to do any marketing. Nobody has to know who you are. You do want to put together a good class. I would definitely take care with that because you want people to view it and appreciate what you're sharing. But research opportunities out there where you can actually get more passive income going. At this particular moment, you might be leaning towards number 8, which is more active income. And that's where I believe that also creating an online offering. I mean, I am an example of that right now. Granted, I've been queued up for this and I know what I'm doing and I have a lot of infrastructure in place and I'm already working with people who want more help. So it may be a little bit easier for me at this moment. But I am creating active income just again by listening to my customers. And if I didn't share with you, you know, when 2008 hit and the recession came, That is when I started in the fishbowl life as an artist online, because again, I listened to my customers. I had no idea if it would generate any extra income, but I knew I wanted to help people, and I started it, and it was a huge savior to my business at that particular time. So that is really a similar situation, not the same, but similar, is what got me into the online space. And this is where you might also make some lists again. This is where, if you are hearing this and you take the time to reach out to me, I can invite you to a replay of the masterclass that I hosted yesterday, where I went through 15, I think 16, probably 18 ideas on income. I do want to add one that I forgot, because I personally did start out as a freelancer in graphic design. It was not my favorite, so I don't think about that right now, but I would not be opposed to freelancing depending on what's happening with the economy. I'm just personally very focused on coaching and helping others with their business. But think about your skills. I mean, at this point, I have so many flipping skills related to the online industry, from podcasting to putting courses up on Kajabi, on Teachable, to video editing, to graphic design, to hiring virtual assistants. I mean, the list goes on and on if I were making my own list. And I recommend freelancing. So think of all of the ways that you could help people. And I didn't even think about this, just looking at the economy. People need help with homeschooling right now, activities for their kids. We definitely need a lot of mental wellness assistance and coaching. We need a lot of creativity and fun, and people may want to be doing more podcasts. If that's something that you want to learn more about, let me know. I might be able to put together a training for you. And goodness, organization, digital organization, just so many different areas that we didn't know about before. Even getting people online virtually, stepping people through how to do live videos. I have done all of these things in the past. I've even had classes on them. Most of my trainings are now tucked into the Expansive Artist or Creative Teaching Online. But just reach out to me, as always, if I can support you with something or send you to a free resource or invite you to a training. I am happy to do so. And if you have any or all of these skills, just think about how you can share them. And there are sites, like, I know someone had really good experience hiring someone on, I think it was Upwork. There's also Fiverr. I had a profile at one time on, I think it's Guru. A lot of times I resist it because I feel like people are not getting paid enough. But you know what? At this time, and also if you are able to get enough gigs, you might really pull something together. Just going up on Craigslist as well and sharing your skills there, or there's a site called Indeed. I want to add this to my overall masterclass, because I was sharing all kinds of income for creatives, things I've personally tried in this rendition of my business, and I totally forgot about the freelancing economy, and there's just so much opportunity there, so much opportunity there. So that is my quick aside. Where are we? Are we on 10, 9? Well, basically, in closing, I want to say two things. Now is not the time to hide. Now is the time to show up in whatever way feels best for you. And again, I'm not speaking to someone who feels like they really just want to be quiet right now, but be very cautious when you hear that, and make sure that's truly your intuition and not you shutting down because of the overwhelm of the situation, understandably so. It has helped me immensely to not lose my own center. It's helped me to help others. And it is truly one of the most inspiring observations to come out of this time, is how we are focused together, how we have a common challenge, and that is making us way more compassionate, just loving, giving, It's also just amazing for our planet right now. It's as if our planet is getting a reprieve and able to catch its breath with everyone just being sort of quiet and hunkered down. And we are all reevaluating, reprioritizing, and we are really showing up for one another. So I invite you to do the same, because I imagine if you're listening to this podcast, you are similar to me, either in the art that you share, or you are also passionate about making a positive impact and sharing gifts and skills with others. Here, if I am the future, if I have any intuition, which I kind of do, I think I kind of do, because I was one of the first to many of these online opportunities, including podcasting, as I have shared a number of times. But my feeling is, here's my economy. It's going to be me learning from as many people as I can learn from and offering trainings and continuing to coach the expansive artists and just helping as many people as I can through what I have to share and teach. And coaching, again, I just really want to help people implement what they are wanting to build in their lives. And I want to make art, and I want to continue to sell art, and I want to have experiences like meals and travel when we get to do that again. Oh my goodness, so much appreciation for just life 10 days ago. And that's what I want. It's very experience-based, and it's also still surrounding myself with beauty in my own home. And all of that to me includes artists and people who offer services, and I just envision that economy. I want to learn more than I've ever wanted to in the past, and I just feel like that must be some intuition that is leading me there. We'll see. We shall see. All right, last but not least, turn lemons into lemonade, my friends. When Leslie came by to drop something off for us at a 6-foot distance, we stood outside and spoke to her. That is what we closed on. She and Sean are like, okay, lemons into lemonade. And so Sean will be in the online teaching boot camp. And I am also seeing if he will come on and do a podcast with me talking about couples in quarantine and really just to share some of his perspective, because he was sharing a lot of wonderful insight with me this morning. And I thought, oh, we should come on together and share this with you. I think you would enjoy it and you might also relate. I find myself being really fascinated by how families and couples are spending this time together. I know that it can feel challenging, and it's also really special to have this time together. So that may be coming. Lots of things are coming. So stay tuned on all the various channels, and thank you for your grace and patience. If I am not able to link to everything, I'm still uploading right now the masterclass from yesterday. I intend to get through those 555 emails, many of which are not from you, not from you. They're, you know, we just get all kinds of emails. So I'm keeping up with everyone and adding links to my creativethursday.com page and creativethursdaycourses.com page so you can find everything. And I'm at Creative Thursday on Instagram and also on Facebook. And obviously, you know where to find me here on the podcast. Just hit subscribe to this podcast, because then you will get all of the latest. And I was just looking at my phone. It's almost 6:55 right now. So we're coming close on wrapping this one up. But my neighbors had a baby this morning. Oh my goodness. We have a new resident on our amazing block that I talk about all the time. And my neighbors had a baby. A baby was born on the 20th, on March 20th, 2020. I think, again, me and my numbers, what an amazing birthday. But life is going to go on and continues on. And it's just this reminder of, oh my goodness, we have so much beauty around us. First of all, that reminder of appreciation. And second of all, we have a lot of positivity really to work towards and to be ready for. And I think we're going to be in a completely different world. I really do. I really do. And I mean that in a very, very positive and optimistic sense. So, well, or a positive and optimistic view. Sometimes I'm moving so fast in these podcasts, I listen back. I know you understand what I'm saying. I'm not spending a ton of time trying to edit them and get them perfect. I don't recommend that when you're sharing, you do that either. We understand. I make grammatical errors. I say weird words. I get things backwards. And that's just how it is. But you're still here. You're still with me. And I thank you for listening. The podcast keeps growing and I'm not going anywhere. I am fully dedicated to supporting you. I know this is truly part of my purpose and it's incredibly fulfilling. And I thank you for letting me know that it's making a difference for you, truly. And okay, I'll be back with more. I wish you a very good Friday and a good weekend. Maybe I'll see you Sunday. Maybe we will work together starting on Monday. And oh my goodness, I will be back because I am opening the Expansive Artists earlier than I had planned to as well. So if you want an extremely affordable way to work with me and join our beautiful community who are also there for one another, and we are going to be having our own art paint party next week, and we're going to have a live Q&A. And I want to invite you, you have to be on the wait list in order to join next week, but I will include that link here in the show notes as well. But I want to invite you so you can come to the live Q&A on Thursday and come to the paint party, and you will have instant access to so many tools, resources, and everything to grow your creative business, because hello, art's not going away. I envision a surge in that market as well. Beauty, oh my goodness, more than ever. And so many different kinds of expressions. Okay. I just must remind you. So use this time if you can to get ready for it. Get ready and enjoy a good nap. Don't misunderstand. I have been napping in between the times that I am sharing with you and telling stories and doing live videos and doing all of the things. And I've managed to make some art this week. Not quite as much. I started working on a bigger piece, so I haven't been doing small ones every day, but more art is coming too. Somehow it just feels good to put this energy out and share it with you. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And until next time, friends, I'm thinking of you, sending you lots of love. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Join me for the free masterclass on Sunday at bit.ly/your-online-class, all lowercase, and come join us in the online teaching boot camp. Oh my goodness, it's going to be so much fun. Come and join us. And it will be at creativethursdaycourses.com/boot camp. Join before tonight if I get this up in time and you happen to hear it right away for the early registration. And if not, join us before Monday. I can't wait to work with you. And thank you again for listening.